Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Barbara Kassoff is back with us, too. She's a friend of ours and a member of our Brain Trust and Chief Operating Officer and co-founder of Women Impacting Public Policy. But she has other jobs, and we'll get her to tell us about that, too. She's a very busy lady, and we appreciate her giving us some of her very valuable time. Barbara, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be with you.
It's good to have you back. Barbara, first take a minute and tell us a little bit about WIP.
Sure. WIP is a bipartisan public policy organization. We're just 4 years old, and we have right now 535,000 women business owners that are members across the country.
Congratulations. That's a large number.
It is a huge number, and we all join together as one voice to make sure that we continue to have a seat at the table and that we have a participation and a say-so in the decisions that affect us economically.
What are some of the decisions that are being made these days that WIP is focusing on?
Well, you know, we're involved in several issues. All of our issues, as I said, are economic issues. So we talk about health care, energy, Social Security reform, tax reform, and, of course, estate tax and federal procurement opportunities. Those are all real hot buttons for us.
What about health care? Can we talk about that for a second? That's whenever I poll small business owners at the different places where I speak, I ask them, you know, what are the big things on their mind? What are the things that keep them up at night? And the number one issue among small business owners, male or female, is access to and affordability of health care.
Well, you're not kidding. Healthcare is the number one issue. We poll our members at least once yearly, generally 2 to 3 times, and every time healthcare comes up as the number one issue. In our most recent survey, 71% said that this issue was the most important, or at least extremely important to them.
Mm-hmm.
They want change. They want relief. They don't want just little steps. As a matter of fact, 84% of them said that a complete overhaul of the healthcare system was necessary.
Do they want association of health plans?
That's what we're advocating for. I don't know, and we don't know if that's the total issue, the total answer to the solution. It is the best solution out there right now, and this is something that we're strongly working on. In addition, health savings accounts are an important component.
Right. No, absolutely. And that has been a big deal. And it's available. Those are available right now.
Absolutely.
And they're sort of a first step in what I consider health savings accounts to be the first step towards bringing our healthcare system into the 21st century.
Absolutely. You are 100% correct. So if we can move forward with improving the availability of health savings accounts, and you do that not only with the insurers being able to offer them, but also with small business employers becoming aware of it and how to offer it to their employees and to be able to introduce it properly to their employees. And then with vehicles such as association health plans, I think we're going to be on our way to getting some relief.
Folks, one of the things that you've heard me speak of over the years many times is a way to leverage your influence in Washington, in your state houses, your state governments by joining organizations that are lobbying for you, that are advocating for you. Find an organization that is aligned with you in whatever way you want to choose, whether it be industry, whether it be as a small business, whether it be something like WIP supporting women business owners. Find those organizations and give them some of your money to contribute to the work that they do, so you can leverage what they do, so that you wind up with the kind of public policy that you think you should have. And WIP is one of those organizations. That's the reason why I'm always glad to have Barbara and Terry Neese, another co-founder and president of WIP, on the show whenever I can. And so, Barbara, won't you tell our audience how they can do that?
They can go directly to our website, which is www.wip.org, WIPP.org.
And that stands for Women Impacting Public Policy.
That's correct. Exactly correct. And I think it's really important, just to follow up on what you said, organizations can't count you unless you sign up. And numbers are what counts.
That's right.
What helps our influence.
When you tell a lawmaker that you've got 500,000+ members, that gets their attention, doesn't it?
Oh, boy. That makes sure that we don't talk to junior staffers. That means we talk to the senator or the congressman himself.
Right. Exactly. By the way, I want to make sure that I tell the audience. I don't think I've mentioned this up to now, even though I've known about it for a month or so. But ladies and gentlemen, Terry Neese, who also is on the show quite often representing WIP, the president of WIP and the co-founder, we've got some exciting news for her, don't we, Barbara?
Oh, we sure do. One of the biggest goals of WIP has been to put our women in positions of power and influence. And that's come to us in a huge, huge way. It was just a few short weeks ago that Terry Neese, my good friend and the president of WIP, was nominated by President Bush to be the director of the United States Mint.
Part of the U.S. Treasury Department.
Absolutely. She will report directly through to Secretary Snow, Secretary John Snow.
Mm-hmm.
Which this is just it's a huge, huge potential appointment for Terry and for WIP. And this is where we need to be. If we're going to have the kind of influence that we need to have and to be at the table making the decisions, then we have to have women across the country in positions. And Terry is our role model, our inspiration, and she has certainly set the tone for us.
Well, Barbara, Terry's been a good friend of mine for a long time, and I'll tell you something. When I found out that she'd been nominated by President Bush, and that, by the way, that confirmation process is going to be going on this month, folks. When I found that out, Barbara, I thought of something that my grandmother used to say, the cream always rises to the top. It's a quick break, 20 after. We'll be right back with our friend Barbara Kassoff. She is the co-founder and chief operating officer of WIP. She and I will be right back, and we're going to find out what WIP is doing for the small business owners who've been hurt by Hurricane Katrina. Stay with us, 20 after. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I hope you check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out our blog while you're there. Jim's blog, which is also it's on the home page at smallbusinessadvocate.com, but it's also at jimsblog.biz. And you can subscribe to our really simple syndication there. If you don't know what that means, but you're just excited to hear about it, you can't wait to find out what that means. We have a little page on the blog that will tell you how that works. And I hope you'll take advantage of that. Barbara Kassoff is our guest. She's Chief Operating Officer of Women Impacting Public Policy. Barbara, you guys have big doings coming up in later this month, don't you, in Washington?
We sure do. It's our annual conference, and it's our fourth annual conference, September 28th through the 30th, at the Wyndham City Center in our nation's capital.
Well, and Terry Neese was on, your president was on month or so ago, and we talked a little bit about this, and I wanted to make sure you guys came back just before that, before the event. One of the people you're going to have there is one of my favorite folks, Governor Pete DuPont, former governor of Delaware. He's going to be part of your program, isn't he?
He is. We have just a star-studded cast this time. It's incredible. Last year, I thought we had the best that we could have. We had such a great lineup, and this year it is even better. It is even better.
And how does my audience find out more about this in case they'd like to attend or at least track what you guys are doing?
Once again, you go directly to our website, www.wipp.org, WIPP.org, and you'll see the entire lineup and the schedule on there.
Is there still room? Could we subscribe now and still attend?
We're almost filled. I have to tell you, I'm proud to tell you that. But we still have a few spots left, and I think it's going to be particularly timely this year.
I hope you'll check it out, folks. At least go to the website, ladies especially, if you want to find out what some other ladies are doing out there to support your efforts in the marketplace and in politics. Check out that website, WIPP.org, WIPP.org. Congratulations on another conference, Barbara, and you'll have to come back and tell us how it went. Tell us about what WIPP is doing to help the small business owners in hurricane-ravaged Gulf Coast states.
Now, that's a huge thing. I think everybody is so saddened over what has transpired and is transpiring in New Orleans. It's just so heart-wrenching. Because WIPP is economically driven, and we work on legislation that helps people with long-term economic relief, that's how we have focused our efforts. And we've done a number of things. First of all, we have literally hundreds, if not thousands, of members in the tri-state area that have been displaced, that have lost their businesses, that can't get in the doors, that have had their equipment and records destroyed and so on. And so what we've been doing is trying to reach and get a hold of all of them and be able to get some long-term relief for them. We've been matching them up with women across the country who are taking them into their homes and their offices and getting them up and running once again.
What is going to be the result of that? When you're matching them up, what does that mean? How does that work?
Well, first of all, I don't know if you've heard this. I hadn't heard this before, but 40% of small businesses that are affected by a disaster never reopen their doors again.
Yeah, it's a sad statistic.
It is a terrible statistic. So what we want to do...
You know why, don't you?
Well...
The reason, one of the big reasons is because most small business owners, you know, they're fairly new. Many of them are new, less than 5 years, and they haven't built up any kind of... They haven't accumulated enough profits to get restarted, and basically they're so fragile, they're so close to failure.
Yep.
They're living on cash flow. And in the case of the Katrina area... you know, their marketplace is gone.
That's correct.
And so that's what happens, and it's just too overwhelming.
Yep, and they just can't. Well, we want to give these women business owners and small business owners in general some assistance in that way, and we're doing it in a variety of ways. First of all, as I said, we're women across the country have opened up their doors to these women. In terms of bringing them in, getting them office space in their area, getting them started again, and helping them find money and equipment and what they need to get going. Second, I think, which is really critical, many of our business owners that are not in those areas can provide long-term recovery and relief just by virtue of the products and services that they have. We have business owners that have medvac systems, backup generators
right.
for their companies,
mm-hmm.
and so on. And they are concerned greatly when they jump in and they've been asked by FEMA or another agency to get in there and provide the service. They have to put on a whole bunch of people, and all of a sudden they're going to be out of whack in terms mm-hmm. of the small business designation.
Right.
So what we've done is we're working with the SBA to make sure that their small business designation will not be hurt.
In jeopardy. Quickly, can they go to WIP and find out more? If someone wanted to contribute, someone wanted to participate in this and help out, could they find out more about that at your website?
Absolutely.
WIP, WIPP.org. Barbara, good luck with your conference. Will you come back later on and tell us how things are going?
I would love to, Jim.
Thanks.
My pleasure.
Thanks, Barbara. Barbara Kassoff, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be, too, right after these messages, 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.